genre.
Hey, everybody. This is Geek by Night executive producer Scott Corelli. And with me, I have the other executive producer, Nick Jimenez.
Hello.
And joining us with her new title, we have our third executive producer, Cassandra Fredrickson.
Hi.
So we are here basically to let you guys know. I mean, it's been a while. We haven't updated the feed or anything in a while. We're just wanting to sort of give you guys an update on what's been going on. I think what it really comes down to is like we've been very, very busy this past year and haven't had a lot of time to dedicate to the show. We finished the first season. We were hoping we had we've had a Patreon. We talked about it a lot in season one, and we had a goal on the Patreon for a season two of Geek by Night. We never hit that goal ever, even close. As a result, we kind of couldn't do a second season in the way that we initially intended, but we also don't want the show to die. So we're going to do a second season, but we're going to do it a little differently. So this is sort of like a formal announcement that the show is coming back. We are doing a season two, but it is going to be different than what we, different from what the first season was. I think the first season was, to say it was grueling is sort of an understatement. I mean, it was a lot of work doing season one. Those 15 episodes were a lot of work for everyone involved. And we weren't making really any money off of it at all. And it was basically just enough to like pay for server fees and things like that, which was nice. I mean, it's nice to make a show that's sort of like in the black, I guess, but, we weren't, able to pay any of our cast or our writers or, our composer or anything. It was all done just everybody had a love for the show and wanted to do it, and that's great, and I love it. And I'm very grateful to everyone who put in so much time on this show. Ultimately, we wanted to do something more with season two as far as that goes. We were really hoping the show was going to take off by that point. And it definitely, all of our listeners are very loyal and love the show, and we're very grateful to them. I think, I get notes just about, once a week from a listener who is either just finding the show or listening to it for the second or third or fourth time. And I think that's amazing. We can't do weekly or even bi-weekly or really even monthly episodes because of how much time it takes to make the show. And so I think the plan for season two is that we're basically going to make the show, but we're going to make it, as we have time to make it. We don't want to guarantee any release dates or anything. We're kind of hoping for sort of like maybe like a quarterly schedule or something like that. I think it's kind of what we're hoping for as far as release dates. But again, we don't want to promise anything because something could come up and it has to take precedence over whatever's going on with Geek by Night. We still have those goals on Patreon. If we can get to those goals, that means that we can produce the show faster because, despite people saying, money doesn't solve problems. They solve these kinds of problems.
Yeah.
Sure. Money, for sure. Money can make things easier.
Yeah.
It can lead to, opportunities. Right. So I would just, if you're listening to this, who knows how long you've been on board, and thank you so much for your time and your ears and your energy. But yeah, like if the show, if anyone pops into your head, like, oh, so-and-so would enjoy this, maybe tell them about the show. Maybe post, maybe retweet the link to the pilot any little bit of listenership can help so far, because like that's one of the weird catch-22s is that we do have a small listenership now, but it's so We know that everyone listening to it is enjoying it.
Yeah.
And that's so mm-hmm. rewarding.
Right.
So yeah, we're excited. But yeah, I mean, stuff like money, you know, even a little bit of an increase could just make things so much, mm-hmm. you know, and that, cause we hate that the gaps are as long as they have been. And we wish the show could be coming out at a more regular pace for you guys, the people that are enjoying it, but we're, you know, it all is feeding into the other one. Mm-hmm. It's all connected, as yeah. Phil Coulson once said.
We unfortunately can't do this full time. We have to have jobs and we have to do things that make us money. And right now, this is not one of those things. And so we're just doing it out of the love of doing it mm-hmm. and wanting to share the story of these characters with you guys, the fans mm-hmm. and the listeners. And so, you know, we're doing our best. And and I guess we should announce that we know when our next episode is going to come out. And it is. I don't know if we want to say, I don't think it's really the start of season two necessarily.
It's a special.
Yeah, it's a special. So we're going to be doing a holiday special that's going to be released sometime in December. So we don't have a date yet. If you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we'll be sure to announce it there when we do mm-hmm. have a date. But Nick and I are working hard on the script mm-hmm. for it. We should have that, you know, released to you guys in December sometime. So a Geek by Night holiday special. And then season two will be released starting in 2019.
Yeah, it's sort of the announcement that the show is back. And, you know, and mm-hmm. it takes place. All we can say, I guess, is that it takes place after the events of season one. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we kind of had a sojourn into time travel mm-hmm. with our last episode. But yeah, this is definitely a continuation of the narrative. It's moving things forward, but yeah, but a more of a special than like a season premiere, because, you know, but announcing the release of the next
right.
chapter of our story.
For those of you who have, who are Doctor Who viewers, you'll kind of know what to expect from this, the kind of sort of like blockbuster-y vibe that we're going to be going for with this episode. Coming out in December. So looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to having a new voice in this sort of showrunner's room. Cassandra, I'd like to hear, and I'm sure everyone else would like to hear, sort of your thoughts on becoming an executive producer and, you know, what you're hoping to bring to the show next season.
Well, first of all, I'm like honored, really, because I don't really necessarily view myself as a great writer, so when someone else sees that, that's really like a big deal. So thank you guys, and thank you guys for listening. And I've had some really good feedback from episodes that I was in charge of, I guess, and that is really encouraging. So I'm really excited that we're finally able to get to the next chapter of the story, because I really miss these characters, and I think they're a lot of fun, and they're instrumental in like helping me figure out who I am as a writer and also as like a person too. So it'll be a cool like personal journey with superpowers and time travel, and that's really all I could ever want right now. So
I'm excited for what Cassandra's already bringing to the show. I mean, you know, she was already bringing so much in season one, and now that we've started like talking about season two, I just think that the show is getting better and better, and I think that's a direct result of Cassandra having a larger voice in the room.
Thank
and
you.
I can't wait for you guys to see what we're cooking up, because I do think it's really something special.
Mm-hmm.
I think we sort of like have a direction for season two, and we've sort of
a mission statement.
We have a mission statement. We've sort of started breaking what the first few episodes are, and it's all really, really exciting stuff, and it is very Geek by Night, I think. I think it's very on brand for our show, and I think that everyone's going to really enjoy it. I'm excited to share it with everybody for mm-hmm. sure. But we never did sort of a wrap up of season one. We didn't do a final commentary episode with the finale, and so I don't know. I don't want to like spend this like sort of patting ourselves on the back, but we all did just recently re-listen to all of season one to sort of like ramp up into as we started working on season two, just to keep everything fresh in our minds. And you know, I believe that, you know, we did a really good job of making every episode better than the last. And I am very proud of that fact. But it's also, you know, to a certain extent, a little terrifying from as a creator of just like, oh, we have to keep making everyone better than the last one, which is, whoa, man, nerve wracking. But, you know, I'm excited. And I think that I'm really proud of the work that we did last season. You know, what about you guys? Like, looking back on season one as a whole, you know, how do you feel about what we did? What about you, Cass? Because you were just, you know, a writer. And then when you started directing, you became a co-exec. But looking back on that first season of the show, like, what do you think about it?
I think that, I mean, I think we absolutely should celebrate like what we were able to achieve with what we had, because I'm so proud, but I'm also like a little disappointed that like more people aren't listening to the show because it is so good. and like, not even from like a writing standpoint, but like, I don't know, just listening back to it after being removed from it for almost a year, I was reminded of like how much I love these characters and how much like the voice cast shines through and the direction and just everybody's work, like from a place of love and not from a place of profit. And it was really something special. And to go back to that, kind of, I don't know, like, I hope that we're able to at least like recapture some of that initial first season. I don't necessarily think that we have to make each episode better than the last one, but I think that we have a standard that we hold ourselves to, and we should at least try and hit that every episode. So that's what I personally am going into it as. And it's just, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. I love our voice cast too. Like, everyone has such a good handle on who these characters are, and it's really magical to listen to like the finished product.
Yeah, I completely agree. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I think the magic trick of the show is it is so much fun to make that sometimes you have to remind your body has to remind your mind that it's also very hard work. You know, because the imagination is an inexhaustible resource, I think. And so you never want to stop writing Lorelei Swift dialogue or Mindy Gibson dialogue or Max Carmichael dialogue. And you just want to write this so that Naomi can read it or that Tofty can read it. And, you know, and you want to hear what kind of stuff Scott can create in post-production or what kind of, you know, storylines Cass is going to write. And, you know, the show is kind of this really wonderful little perpetual motion machine right now. We're all kind of running off of our own love of it, you know, because I'm so grateful that the actors are as enthusiastic as they are, that, you know, that they seem to have formed a bond to these characters, because we have an affection for them too. And yeah, and kind of we're getting better as the show's getting better, you know. Like, I really do think that if you listen to the pilot, the reboot, part one and two, that was our best. At that moment in time, that was our best. Mm-hmm. And just like matter of time, I think at that point, you know, when we were editing it, that was our best. And I think we're doing our best right now. And so it's just really exciting. And I think we're so comfortable with the characters already. And so, you know, going into this Christmas special, we're very excited to hit the ground running and have the characters immediately be bouncing off of one another and have no time lost. Mm-hmm. Even though it's been a year since you've heard them. Hopefully when you know, pop in the earphones or however you listen to the show, it will be as if no time has passed and we'll be right back into the adventures of these weird little characters.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and we don't plan on stopping the show anytime soon. You know, the episodes will just be basically, I mean, we're going to work on them one at a time you know, try to get them out to you guys as quickly as we can with all of the things that we have to do in our lives.
Yeah. And I think this season we're writing for the show that we're making the show in a way that works on our own advantages. I think with season one, we were like, we had this goal and we were like, we're going to do this, even though it's freaking impossible.
Yeah.
And I think we're working smarter, not harder this season.
Yeah.
With the release schedule, with episode length, with the way that the stories are going to be told, you know, it's all just going to be, you know, faster, swifter, no pun intended. But then also, yeah, I think we're pushing these characters to their limits, and we're having fun with the story and the mythology, and yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's been fun getting digging back into these characters, getting back into their heads, and sort of figuring out what the show is, because it's so interesting when you're sort of trying to have a big picture on a show like this, and you know, knowing sort of the direction that we want these characters to take in the future and the story that we're going to be telling. It was interesting. I think the big thing with season two that I think we were really interested in is that our season two didn't end up being what we thought it was going to be. Like, we had an idea of what season two was going to be while we were writing season one. And then upon starting season two, we were like, oh, actually, like, there's all these other things that we can be doing before we get to that.
We skipped a step.
Yeah, we kind of skipped a step. And finding that step that we skipped and realizing what it was and the fruit that is sort of coming out of that has just been really rewarding and fun and creatively fulfilling. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this upcoming season a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I guess that's that. One other thing that I do want to announce is that now that Cassandra's moving up from co-exec to executive producer, sort of show running and co-writing the show with the two of us, that actually left some slots to fill because we don't have a co-executive producer anymore, and we wanted to get new voices into the show in different fashions. And so our a director from last season and of course one of our cast members, Ray Russo, is actually going to be a co-exec this season. She's going to continue directing episodes, and she's going to sort of have a voice in from that perspective. And we're also adding a new director to our fold. We're Chelsea Kern, who plays Gretchen West and is our casting director, is getting promoted to co-executive producer as well, and will be directing episodes this season. And so I think we're all really excited about that. And
yes,
we're excited about them, you know, taking on some more responsibility and having more of a creative voice in the show. And I'm really excited. I'm proud of those two. They put in a lot of work last season, and
yes, they
did. in their respective areas, and really showed a dedication to this show that everyone shows. But you know, they definitely were the two that were constantly like, "What else can I do?" And you know, I just really appreciate that, because I think without them, I don't know that the show would have even come out as quickly as it did.
No, which is
yeah,
a testament to their hard work and their commitment to Sparkle Motion.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I'm definitely excited for them to start directing stuff. I mean, Ray obviously directed I think four episodes last season, two stories, and I think, isn't that right? Or did she only do one? I don't remember.
I think she only did two.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I don't have those. I don't have those things.
I feel think bad she did now. Two
yeah.
I'm pretty sure she did two.
And that's to say nothing of, you know, their performances as Gwen and Gretch.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And they both, those characters have very fun adventures coming this season.
Yes.
And we're excited to see what they bring to that as actors. Yeah. Say nothing of their behind the scenes work.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Everybody.
I guess too, the other thing that we can announce is that sort of officially, you know, our perpetual guest star, Zach Luna as Joel Vickers, He is getting bumped up to a series regular this season.
Yeah, Joel is going to be a
mainstay.
A mainstay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was amazing. I mean, like, we wrote him as like just like a fun character for this pilot that got the job done, and you know, was like this very serviceable side character, and then we had so much fun writing him, and then Zach breathed life into him, and we just couldn't stop coming up with weird, sad stuff to happen to Joel. And that's sort of where we're taking this season too.
So all of this is really exciting. I'm excited about Nick being the sort of big bad this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. For like half a decade, Billy has been one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time ever, we finally get to like, well, what's the next chapter?
Yeah.
The audience has now caught up with us.
Right.
With that reveal that we've been keeping since like, what, 08, 09?
Yeah. Right.
So it's cool. We're taking the character into new places, and I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited.
I know the thing that I'm the most excited about with season two in particular is that we've done all the groundwork and all the hard work of introducing these characters. And so now we just get to sit back and watch them bounce off each other, like in ways that are like we could only have done in season two. So I'm super excited about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, thanks everyone for sticking with us. If you're still subscribed to this feed, if you didn't like give up and think that we're never going to come out with any more episodes, here is your official update and announcement that new episodes are coming very soon. Of course, starting with our holiday special in December. And then season two next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plan. Thank you guys for sticking with us. And please, if you haven't checked out our Patreon page, please do that. It's duelinggenre.com/support. And you can go there, become a Patreon member. And you get a ton of bonus content from, you know, Geek by Night stuff, as along with like everything else that we put out on our Patreon page from Dueling Genre. And, you know, hopefully if we can reach some of those stretch goals, those season two stretch goals, we can start releasing the episodes a little sooner. Like, we have a goal for quarterly, like guaranteed quarterly, and we have a goal for monthly, I think. Yeah. And we have goals for bi-weekly. And then I don't know if we ever did weekly, because I think that's might be a little too insane.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so if you have any friends or anyone that you think the show might be their cup of tea, let them know. Post it, share it. It's invaluable right now.
If you have a blog, write a review of the show. Like get you know, anything that you can do to share the show and let people become aware of it would be just immensely helpful.
Yeah. And even if you feel like you can't support us on Patreon, you can always go to our TeePublic store and get like a cool Geek by Night shirt and wear it to your next gathering, like the holidays
like
are coming up.
Like a sticker for your laptop?
Yeah, just have it be a conversation starter. And absolutely. Then you get the word out and you have a cool shirt at the end of the day. So
Let
us know if you have any, what would you want if you could, if you're like, oh my God, if there was a shirt that says like Lorelei Swift is my co-pilot or something like that. Or
yeah.
Let us know.
Absolutely. My other building is Swift Industries.
My other building is Swift Industries.
So anyway, thanks everybody for listening to this. I hope you are anticipating season two and the holiday special as much as we are. I'll be honest, I get just as excited posting a new episode as you guys probably do when you get the notification that a new episode is up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fun.
I get amped. Really excited about this, guys. And, thank you again for listening, and thank you for supporting us all this time. Mm. And, we will, you'll hear from us very, very soon.
With the death of Jeffrey Gibson coming this Christmas.
I don't want to say what the title of the holiday special is just
all
because,
in due time.
Yeah, well, just because, you know, there's always a chance it could change.
You never know.
So, but it's coming in December. So that is very, very soon. So look for that. We will talk to you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.